Hi guys, this is Aksha here. So one of the most often asked question about our services, when we say that we provide PR and media services to artists, is what is media and PR services? And can even creative people like artists or handicrafts people have any opportunities to do PR and media? So this is an answer. Yes, you can do PR. PR is public relations. And media is finding media opportunities to promote your artwork, promote your handicrafts. This is not advertisement. We are not talking about getting an ad space in any of these platforms. This is more about people taking your interviews or you are sending your gifts for any events people are organizing. So there can be an event where 300 pieces, 400 pieces of your smallest size of artworks, or we merchandise the artworks and send it out. And that can reach out to your exact target market. So if, for example, if there is a conference happening, interviewers and architects are meeting, and so we are expecting around 2,000 to 3,000 people from that architecture and interior design space to come and attend that event. What if an organizer says that, why don't you give your small gift cards or small greeting cards, thank you cards to this event? Would you do that? Yes, it is a media opportunity. It is an opportunity to reach that painting to 3,000 people. And in once they have that painting in their hand, they will remember uske picha behind that painting you have that name of the artist who have created it. Of course, those architects and interior designers are going to call you if they really want that product in for their client. So that is what this media opportunities does for you. PR opportunities are also same thing. If there is an event happening or which is organized by media newspapers or leading papers like India Art is a magazine, or Art Hub is an organization in Australia, there can be a MoMA in New York. Any of these opportunities, where any of these organizations are having an art event and you get an opportunity even to send a small thank you card, would you take it? I would say yes. Because that puts you in a completely different zone. It says, no, I gave my work for a MoMA event, I gave my work for India Art event, for that magazine. So the people who are actually reading or attending those events or reading any of, or listening to any of these media platforms are your exact target audience. If what it does to your exact target audience, they start believing you. They feel like, wow, okay, if I get this as a free thing and it's such a good quality and such an awesome thing, imagine how better this quality in this work will be when it's a paid, customized artwork or a handicraft. And this is how it builds your credibility and also increases your visibility. I'm not saying all the 3,000 architects will come and contact you, but out of 3,000, even 100 or 300 calls you, imagine the amount of revenue you can earn from it. So this is how we provide all these opportunities to our artist member. We teach them how to approach these places and we also approach it on their behalf so they can reach their exact target market without having to do a heavy investment on printing flyers, brochures and sending out into email or newsletter drops and things like that. So this reaching out specifically with a very good quality work to a high target market is what PR and media enables for artists. If you have any questions about PR or media services, please leave a question or comment below this video and we'll reply to it. Thank you. Bye.